Shavua Tov v'Chodesh Tov. Today's daf in Maseches Sanhedrin is daf Kuf Beit v'Shachata Seitim Emiku v'Ani Musar L'Chulam. So it's amazing that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, when it came to like killing people, you know, the ones who were Seitim, the ones who went off the derech, they went further than I went. And I am going to end up being the one that's going to have to deal with all of these people. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hey, man, Miku Bishali. They were more machmir to help the Egle Azov than I was about the Din of the Torah. I said, Ani Amarti Kosha Eino Ola L'Regel Over Ba'ase. If you don't go up to the Beis HaMikdash, so then you're going to be chayev only on a mitzvah saseh. Whereas they said, anybody who does go up to the Beis HaMikdash is going to be killed. Yidaker b'cherev. So if you don't go up to the Egle HaZahav and instead you go to that ridiculous Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be killed. They're more machmir than I am. So we pointed out yesterday, it's absolutely incredible, right? This is the guy, Yerovam, who is Mochiach to Shlomo HaMelech. How could you do such a thing? With David HaMelech opened up all the gates of Yerushalayim and you put on tolls on the gates. And then he's the one that actually is ready to kill people if they go up to Yerushalayim. Astonishing. Anyway, getting back to the very beginning. So the very beginning of Yerovam was when, as we mentioned, Achia HaShiloni was the one who had given over the Nevias to Yerovam, that he was meant to be Melech for 36 years. So the day that that happened, it says like this. Vayhi Ba'etahi Yerovam yatsam Yerushalayim, vayimtso to achia hashiloni hanavi baderech, vuhu mitkasei besalma chadasha. So now, achia hashiloni is not just any old navi, as if there's such thing as any old navi, but achia hashiloni is like from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was mekabel from Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, this is like the top of the top. And he, after Yerovam left Yerushalayim, so he is going along the road, and he meets him on the road. He's wearing this new suit. And Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, what is the meaning? Ba'etahi, that particular eight. An eight is not just, it happens to be whatever time it was. No, ba'et is a specific time. And as Rabbi Yossi pointed out, that eight, mizumenet apuranut, that was a time that there was meant to be a specific moment destined to be a tremendous disaster in which there was going to be a breakup of the Malchus. And that is also, we find at other places that it says, Be'et Pekudatam Yovedu. So what's Be'et there too? Tanim Mishum Rabbi Yossi. That would mean that there is an eight, Mizumenet Lepuranut. There's a time that is destined for pain. And we find the opposite. There's also be'eit ratzon initicha, which is eight mizumenet letova. There's times that are destined for good things to happen. The same thing is true if we find a specific day mentioned. Ve'yom pokti ufakarti alehem chatasam. So what is the Yom Pakti? Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that is a particular day that is on account. Okay, so that means it's an eight mizumenet lepuranut. So that's a reference to the Cheta Egel, and that is going to be the day that you're going to be paid back, and you're going to continue to be paid back at this time. So that is a reference, indeed, to Tisha B'Av. And that means that you're going to not only get punished, Tisha B'Av, for one element of the Egel, but for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, and for the loss of the second Beis HaMikdash, and so on. So even though the halacha, obviously what we always talk about, that yom as the yom of the Meraglim, but the truth is that Rashi points out, Gufa in Chumash, that from the time of the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already realized that they weren't going to get into Eretz Yisrael, and he was waiting until it would be the nitmalei sa'atam, as the Gemara puts it, when the measure becomes totally full. There's no way out anymore. And that was after the Meraglim. But that means that already the beginning of the payback day for the Chet HaEgel was on that day. We'll see more of this later in the Gemara. There's also Vayiba Etahi Vayered Yudami Etechav. That was the beginning of like terrible things that happened in Yehuda's life. It was the death of two of his sons. It was the incipient tragedy of Tamar, and then the fact that he was so embarrassed by it, and so on. That was an eighth mizumenet lupur anut. Vayelech Rechavam Shchem. So this was the beginning of the story when everyone turned against Rechavam and the Aseres HaShvatim went after Yerovam. So there too, Reb Yossi points out, the place of Shechem is also a mokom that's Bezuman Lepuranut. Look, Shechem is where Dina was raped. Inu es Dina. Shechem was the place that Yosef was sold. Because even though it says that they are in Dothan, but remember, Dothan is the description, not of necessarily a different place. And if it's a different place, it's right near Shechem. But as Rashi says there, that it's a place where they are going to plot against you with their religious nonsense. And that is why it's called Dothan. And B'Shechem Nechlaka Malchus Beis David. And here was the awful event that happened when everyone went after Yerovam and they split the Yud Beis Shvatim, and that's what it was that Achiah Shiloni did, because Achiah Shiloni tore his beged into 12 parts and separated the 10 parts from the 2 parts, and that was the siman that Yerovam was going to have the Aseres HaShvatim. Now, when it said over there, it started that story about Yerovam. So it said that he went out, the Yeravam yatsa miYerushalayim. So what is the meaning of the yatsa miYerushalayim? We know that when the Torah unnecessarily mentions vayetze, so it always comes to teach us something. What does the v'yatsa miYerushalayim come to tell us? Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, it means she yatsa mipitka shel Yerushalayim. It means that he left the entire idea of the destiny of Yerushalayim, everything that had been written about Yerushalayim. And that, of course, is the idea that Kol HaKatuv L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim, as we've mentioned so many times, that is the mokum. Those that are their memories and their words during lifetime were kept in Yerushalayim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ksav. He left that all behind. So Vayetze over there means bye-bye. Vayimtza oto Achiyah Shiloni HaNavi Baderech. And there they are all alone in the field. So what are those things? A new suit. Why do you have to be wearing a new suit? So Omer of Nachman, a new suit means that his madrega was like a new suit. We buy a new suit, everything is in perfect condition. So ma salmach hadasha, ein bashum dofi. You don't find any. I mean, a guy like Yerovam, believe me, doesn't buy a reject of a suit. It's going to be beautiful without any kind of defect. Av toratosha Yerovam lo ayaba shum dofi. There's no question whatsoever. Anything that he knew was perfect. There was no mistakes in any of his Torah. It was shalim and beautiful. Davracher salmach hadasha. Yerovam and Achiah, when they were talking together in Torah out there, the things that they came up with were beyond what anyone had imagined. Nobody had said such chidushim in all of history. And when it says Shneihem Levadam Basadeh, what does it mean? Omer of Yudam Arav, it means that Kol Tamidei Chachamim Domim Lifneihem Ki Yisvei Asadeh. They were alone, meaning they were the only thing that was meaningful that was growing in that field. And everybody else was just like grass in the field. V'ikri Amre, it means that they were in a place where Kol Tamei Torah Megulim Lahem Kasadeh. Everything was so clear to them. Everything was in the open. So they were in their element totally. L'chein titni shiluchim ha-moreshet gat, bateach ziv l'achzav l'malchei Yisrael. This is what you do, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, a baskol at that moment when the Aseres HaShvatim went and they made Yerovam their king. A baskol came out and said, Misha ragat aplishti, vol rishet chem gat, titnu shiluchim levanav? The person, David HaMelech, who killed Goliath, and he gave you over the plishtim and the city of Gat. So this is his payback? that you leave him behind and you take somebody else to take his place because you didn't like what Rehavam said? But te'achziv l'achzav l'malcha Yisrael. I'll tell you one thing. These kind of phonies, achziv means to disappoint, to not stand up, to not be reliable. People that believed in you, you betray them, right? So that is an achzav. So I'm telling you that those people, meaning the Aseres HaShvatim, they are ultimately going to fall to those who themselves have always give you false promises, meaning the goyim, because of the way it is that you treated Malchei Beis David. Omer Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Hanena Min HaOlam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. This, we're mentioning this here because it gets on to a relationship to Yerovam. Kol Hanena Min HaOlam HaZeh B'lo Bracha, Kilu Gozer LaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar Gozer Lavi V'imo. Now we had darshaned this pasuk. We're very familiar with this from Brachas. But why are we bringing it over here? Because of the closure of the pasuk, which says, "Gozel aviv v'imo, v'omer ein pesha, chaver hu le'ish mashchit." So somebody who says you can steal from your father and your mother and says it's not so terrible, that is similar to the ish mashchit. So what is this referring to? Aviv, obviously, alohu avicha kanecha zakarish baruchu, imecha is ma imech luvia. It's a reference to Knesset Yisrael. So, ein imo ela Knesset Yisrael. Shana mashma benimus aravicha va'alti tosh torat imecha. And who is the ish bashchit that you would be a chaver to? Chaveru liyerovam benevat. You're similar to Yerovam benevat, who breaks up the connection between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shebashamayim. So, somebody who eats without a bracha is doing the same thing. He's breaking the relationship and making people less aware and less caring and breaking the Shekhinah's presence by cheating the bracha, which was meant to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as exchange, so to speak, what we give into the relationship for all that he gives us. So you're like Yerovam Benevat. And then when it says, Vayadach Yerovam et Yisrael miachrei Hashem ve'achet yamcha ta'agad olam, what sense Vayadach? I mean, he didn't. What did he, is what it is that he said, that he had these big meetings, no, the Lashon of Yadach is what you, the word that you would use if you were playing rugby. So it's like, you bang against the other guy's stick, you throw the stick, that's Vayadach. So you hit one stick with another stick, that's Hadacha, that's what he did to Klal Yisrael by sending one of them, every time they came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sends them to the Egels. The Dizahav, this is with the way that, remember, we begin right at the beginning of Dvorim. We talk about a place that's called Lavan Chatzerod V'Dizahav. What's this Dizahav? Omer Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. It's all of this gold. Bishvil Kesef V'Zahav Shishpat Alem Yisrael. Achi Omru Dai. That's the Dizahav. Enough already. You turn them into a bunch of spoiled brats and garam lam la sot lam alo ezav. They've got all this stuff. And you know, it's what they say, Marshall, that in ari dores v'nahem mitoch kupa shel tevan. Believe me, if you've been feeding a lion a bunch of straw, he's not sitting there roaring and is showing off his stuff. He's, ugh. So when you give them all of this stuff, the lion roars and then they go out and misbehave. And let me talk kupa shel basar. No, until Yerovam was bad enough, we had one egel that we had to have all of the sores from. Me yonkin mi egel echad, mikan ve'elech mishnayim u'shlosha agalim. Now we've got his extra two plus the original. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, en lecha kol puranut o puranut sheba'a le'olam, she'en ba'echad mi'esrim v'arba'a be'echrei litra shel egel harishon. There's no such thing as anything in the tsar, in the world, anywhere, that doesn't have an element in it. So what is the hechrea? Remember, the din of the hechrea is that somebody who sells is always supposed to balance the scales that he's selling with a little bit off balance so that he's giving a little bit extra. That's called the hechreya. So when you have a litra, so then you have to, the halacha is that a litra has to go down on the regular scale for a tefach. So basically, that's not very much, because the scales are very sensitive when you're dealing only with 1 litre. So then if 1/24 of that that is going to be given to you is very, very little. But nonetheless, every tzora has that amount in it that is an einash for the original Maisa Egel. Shenema uvion pokdi, ufakati alayem chatatam. Omer Rabbi Hanina, look, it's interesting that you're talking about 1/24 of the hechrea for 1 liter. And actually, it was 24 generations, and that was pay time, which was the time that this pasuk ended up being the queen. Shenemar, vayikro bo'oznai kol gadol lemor, korvu pikudot ha'ir, v'ish keli mashchito biyado. So this is Yechezkel saying that it was here at this moment that he heard, korvu pikudot ha'ir, the time has come for the pikudot, which is the biyom pakti upakariti, and it's time for us to go to the accounting, because we got to settle out our accounts. And this, I can't drink, unfortunately. I'm dying for a drink. I didn't get a chance to say avdoa. So basically, if we analyze the time that this took place, it took place 24 generations later. Exactly. And that would be a remes to the 1/24 of the Hechreya. So from the Maisa Egel until the time of Tzidkio, this was 6 years before the actual Churban, there's already 24 Dores. Because, look, Nachshon was alive when the Egel was made. So how many Dores do we have? So we know from Rus, we have from Nachshon to Salmon, and from Salmon we have Boaz, and then we have Boaz to Oved, Oved to Yishai, Yishai to David, David to Shlomo, Shlomo to Rechavam, Rechavam to Aviah, Aviah to Asa, Asa to Yoshaphat, Yoshaphat to Yoram, Yoram to Ahaziah, Ahaziah to Yoash, Yoash to Amatziah, Amatziah to Uzziahu, Uzziahu to Yotam, Yotam to Achaz, Achaz to Chizkiyahu, Chizkiyahu to Menashe, Menashe to Amon, Amon to Yoshiyahu, Yoshio to Yehoyachaz and to Yehoyakim, because remember that they were from the same generation. They weren't one father to son. And then Yehoyakim also, who was one more generation, because he was a son of Yehoyakim. So that's it. That's 24 generations. And at that point, that was the Pikuda. So that means that the payback time for the Egel, which now we're saying was the actual Churban of Yerushalayim, this is the raya to Rashi's approach, that the meaning over there was indeed the day. The day is Tisha B'Av, because we see that we're relating over here the same story of the 1/24 of a litre from the Egel to the Tisha B'Av, which is the Yom Pukti in terms of the Churban. So it's clear that Rashi is being the Vasis, his Pshat, on the way that the original Gezerah for the Churban and the Maisa Meraglim didn't happen yet, was still from the time of the Egel that the Meraglim was going to happen, and that the Knesset Eretz Yisrael would turn into a Golus. That's the first Golus, was the Golus in the Midbar. And that's the Beyond Pukti. I mentioned all of those Doros, Bedavka, not to just to get you counting, but because we're going to be going through the various Malachim of these generations, I thought it was very kedai for us to just to get, you know, a broad picture first of who these Malachim are. Okay, so meanwhile, we're still at the very beginning of this process, which is Yerovam, and we're calling Yerovam the Ish Mashchit, and we're taking this all the way back to the Mice of the Ego. Now, it goes on to say, Achar Hadavar Hazeh, and it doesn't say any particular thing. There was apparently something that we're not clear about. It says Yerovam still did not turn aside from his Derech Hara'ah. So, what is it? What thing? What exactly happened that this is talking about? Omer Rebbe Abba, what this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Yerovam by the neck of his shirt, and he said to him, listen, Chazor Becha, you have to do tshuva. And remember, you're like the greatest. Vani v'atal benishai netayo b'gan Eden. If you come back, we're going to go walking together. Me and you, we're going to walk together in Gan Eden, together with David HaMelech. So Yerovam says, well, who's going to be first, me or David HaMelech? Now, you'll note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you and David HaMelech, which meant the intent was to go with Yerovam. And once Yerovam asked that question, then, well, then it's going to have to be Yerovam first, right? So Yerovam says, if that's the case, I'm out of here. Yachi lo b'ina, I'll give up on that walk. Man, he had to have been pretty committed to not go along with the David, huh? But you have to understand it. Do you see why it's understandable? It sounds insane, right? But look, basically, Yerovam is staking his entire vision in life and everything that he stands for on David and Shlomo being the wrong way for Klal Yisrael to go, right? For whatever reason, and you can understand it. What he represents is a totally different approach to life. It's like David would be, you know, the old-fashioned Europäische Yeshiva in our terms, you know, kind of thing, right? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you know, you can be with me in Gan Eden. So, yeah, but if going with you in Gan Eden means that since you have no choice, I mean, you have to go with whatever you got. Okay, so you got David. So you're going to say, it's okay, just become Frum, put on a black hat, you'll come with me in Gan Eden, everything will be wonderful. So if that's what it means to be in Gan Eden, I'm not interested. That's right. No, it's really understandable. You're asking me to compromise on everything to be with you. I mean, that's what I stand for. I stand for a better world that you can't allow yourself to have. Rabbi Abu, what? Speak English, please.
He wasn't back. He didn't run him off after everything he did.
What's your problem?
Saying, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu still see? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize the depth of this man's commitment?
Yes. So what do you want? But he said, I don't want to come. I don't hear the question. We'll discuss it separately. Rabbi Abohu, he used to give the shiurim. He had a whole series of shiurim, and it was all about the Shloisha Malachim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And he got sick. So he felt, I must have gotten sick because of chutzpah for me to give these drushes about Malachim. So he was makabal on himself not to be Derish. Anyway, then he got well again, and he went right back to the new series on the Shloisha Malachim. So his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, didn't you say you were Chayzer Becha? He said, well, they weren't Chayzer for them after everything that happened to them, so why should I be Chayzer to me? These guys. Rav Ashi was giving Shirim. He was up to this part of the parak. He was up to this daf, right? So he says, okay, tomorrow we'll start with going through the Shloisha Malachim in the Mishnah. So Lamacha Niftach B'Chavrin, he said, tomorrow we'll start with our friends. Why with our friends? Because these people, as we're going to see, they were all tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. So these are not Hedyotas. These are tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, that all of which lost to Chelek Ne'elam Abba. So he wanted to bring out that these are Chaverim. Anyway, that night, he has this dream in which Menashe is Chazirei Bechelma. Menashe comes into his dream, and he says, you little chutzpanyak, you call me your friend? Chavercha, Chaveri de'avucha, I'm your friend. I'm your father's friend. You don't know the most basic answers to the simplest questions. I'll bet that you don't even know where you're supposed to cut the bread for hamotzi when you make a bracha. Go ahead, tell me. I don't know, said Rav Ashi. Actually, I don't know. So Menashe says to him, so, in other words, you don't know the first thing about anything, but I'm your friend. Are you not embarrassed? Mefad, Lamisha Amotzi lo Gamirna, you call me your chaver? So Rav Ashi says, okay, so could you teach me the halacha? If you teach me the halacha tomorrow, I'll say it over in the drasha, and I'll say it over in your name. So Menashe says to Rav Ashi, okay, it's Miecha Bekorin Bishula. It's the place where the crust forms first. Omar Lezer, Rav Ashi says to Menashe, look, I see you're putting me down. I mean, if you're such a Talmud Chacham and you know all of these answers, so why in the world did you act like such an idiot? My time ago, Pachito Lavaris Kachovim. Omar Le, again, you stupid Chutzpinyak. If you would have been there, let me tell you something. You would have picked up your little robes that you're tiptoeing in so that you could run faster to go after me to be able to get to the Avodah Zarah before me. Stop talking about things that you know nothing about. This was during the time when there was a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. You have no idea what that Yetzirah is, and you're asking me, what? Unbelievably stupid people that live nowadays. Never mind, I'm out of these dreams. Anyway, Lamachar, Amalu L'Rabbanan, so Rav Ashi, the next day when he wanted to begin the shir, he said, let us start the shir today with our Rabbeim, and say with our Chaverim anymore. Achav. Okay, so the next of the Malachim that we had, in the Mishnah, after Yeravam, is Achav. Okay, what kind of name is that? Achav. Why was he called Achav? He's called Achav because he was Ach to the Shamayim. Remember Achashverosh? Kol HaMazker Achashverosh. Ach, what a headache I got just thinking about that idiot. So he was Ach LaShamayim. See, he was a headache to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was an Av to Avodah Zarah. Ach LaShamayim Dichtiv. Ach LaTzarah Yivaled. Oy vavoy. What a tzara that we have that is born. You see that Ach is a lashon of tzoris. Av lavedes kachovim dichtiv karachim av albanim. So that somebody who cares about something very much is the Av. Vayyanakelach tobachatot yiravam benevat. What is that? That the smallest thing that he did was to follow yiravam benevat. What is that? Om Reb Yochanan, it means that the least dover that Achav did was like the most chomer sin that Yeravam did. He was much worse than Yeravam. So I understand, if he was worse than Yeravam, so why does the Pasuk say that he did the sins of Yeravam? I mean, he's worse than him. So mipnei matala katuv b'Yeravam, mipnei shehu haya techila lekalkala, since he was the first one to start this awful breakaway of melachim that are moridim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, all that come after him are referred to as the people that followed in the pathways of Yeravam. Gam mizbechot tam ki galim al talmei sadai. So all the mizbechot that they make, they're like these piles on all of the furrows in a field. Om Rabbi Yochanan, that means ein lecha kotelam v'telam eretz Yisrael shelo emina lavachav averis kechomim v'shtachavelo. Yaakov would go around the entire country, seeing to it that it was all Mekudesh with Avodah Zarah. So every time he passed by a field that was plowed, to put an Avodah Zarah on every furrow in the field, bowed down to it, brought immense Kedusha to all of the fields of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Alan de lo asi le alma de asi, how do we know that he's not having a chelik in Elam Haba? Dechti, vichrati la'achav mashtin bekir v'yatsur v'yazuv mi'Yisrael. So the Pashtas of Mashtin Bekir, everybody understands, is every male in the house, because males urinate standing. So the urinating, or some understanding, is a dog. But interestingly enough, the first thing, the Mashtin Bekir, amazingly, refers to Talmidei Chachamim. Because Talmidei Chachamim are constantly spraying the inside of their brain with chidushim. So they're like Mashtin Bekir. That's a pretty amazing explanation, no? Anyway.
On Friday, there was a news item about manufacturing brain cells from urine.
Perfect timing. I know lots of people whose brain cells definitely were manufactured from urine or worse. But yeah. Anyway, v'atzur v'azuv b'Yisrael. Atzur means in Olam Hazeh. Azuv means in Olam Haba. Now, the question is, we have these people that did such amazing amounts of Avodah Zarah, So how do you explain the fact that Omri and Achav, they were Melachim for a long time? Why, in fact, was Omri Zocha to being a king like this? I mean, it says that Omri was mamish the worst of all the Melachim up until that time. So how do you explain the fact that he was Melach for such a long time? Yirami kol ashelefanav, it says. Unbelievably, because Omri added a city to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'yiken et ahar Shomron be'et Shemer. He bought that mountain and the town of Shomron from Shemer for the price of Kikrayim Kesef, and he built up a city on that mountain, and he gave it the name, the ear, of Shemer, who was the one of the original owner, called it Shomron. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. And what about Achav? He was Zocha to be king for 22 years. What did he do to be Roy for 22 years if he was Ivar Avedizor and he was Achla Shamayim? Vipnei Sheki Beitet HaTorah. We know the incredible story of how Achav was Mechabe Detera Shenitna Be'esrim V'shtayim Otiot. Because remember what happened. It's a truly an amazing story in which Eretz Yisrael is attacked by Ben-Hadad, Melech of Aram, and he puts the siege around Shomron, and he sends Achav a choice. So he gets an ultimatum. Either you totally surrender, and you allow me to take anything that I want, your wives, your children, all of your most valuable things, and otherwise you're all dead. So Achav writes him back, yes, Adonai HaMelech, anything you say, you just come and take whatever you want. I mean, you can imagine the complete devastation of that type of surrender. The day that they're coming to actually come in and to take the things from him, they add one thing. So they say, tomorrow our agents will be coming. Ki'im ke'et machar, eshlachet avadai lecha. They're going to go looking through all of your homes, Beitecha, Batei Avadecha, V'ayakol Machmad Einecha, Yasimu B'Adam V'Lakachu. And anything that you feel is chemda, they're going to take. So Achav says, he sends back a message, and he says, tell your master, the king Ben-Hadad, that whatever you said originally, you want my wives, you want my children, you want all my money, take it all. But this I can't do. You're asking me for the machmad einecha that I can't do. Hadavar hazeh lo uchal lasot. So what do you think that extra thing was? The only thing that could be a machmad einecha that's, can you imagine? This is Achav speaking. That's worth more to him than his wife, his children, his kingdom. That I can't give. That I can give you. My wife, my children, that I can give you. I can't give you this. He's got to be referring to the Sefer Torah. That I'm not going to give you. Says, come on, I mean, why do you assume it's the Sefer Torah? Maybe Tafka, the most precious thing to him, is his Avodah Zarah. No? No, of course not. Because it says that he asked all of the Zakenim and all of Yisrael. It says, Vayomrei lov kol ha-Zakenim v'chol ha-am, Al Tishma, none of us are asking to give away Machmad. Can you imagine the Madrega? Let him kill us all. Let him take our wives and children. We are not giving him a Sefer Torah. Lo Toveh Chas V'Chalila, Lo Tishma V'Lo Toveh. Pay no attention. Ignore him. Yeah, okay. I mean, maybe these Zakenim are Zakenim for Avodah Zarah. That's called Sabe Devahata. After all, it says, Vayishar hadavar b'nei Avshalom, u'b'nei kol zikne Yisrael. I mean, who were those zikne Yisrael that told Avshalom to rebel against David HaMelech? Says Rabbi Yosef, those were sabi devahata. Those were insane, nauseating, disgusting zikanim. Maybe these are the same type of zikanim. Yeah, but over there, by Avshalom, it doesn't say kol ha'am, that all the people went along with it. Here it says v'chol ha'am. How is it possible that Kol Ha'am would have gone along if it meant Avodah Zarah? It says, Beferish v'yisharti b'Yisrael shivat alafim, kol ha'birkayim asher lo charu l'baal, the Cholapeh Ashelona Shaklo, that there's going to be left in Klal Yisrael 7,000 tzaddikim, all of the knees that never were mishtachavet l'Baal, every mouth that was never noshek l'Baal. So there must have been at least 7,000 people that would never have said to go and to have us all killed because of an Avodah Zarah. So clearly it's referring to the Sefer Torah. Omer of Nachman, the truth is, Achav was Shakul, meaning he was Mechtze Chayev and Mechtze Zakai. So he's a Benini. Shenemar Vayomer Hashem, Mi Yifatet Achav Vayavi Po Beramot Gilad. So when Achav wanted to go fight together with Yehoshaphat to Ramot Gilad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we need somebody to talk him into doing that. I mean, what do you mean, need somebody to talk him into doing that? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get rid of him, so get rid of him. What's the big deal? It seems to be a big problem to figure out a strategy that will be able to find a way that Achav should actually be Nichshal. I mean, obviously, he was balanced, so we have to get him to be Nichshal, or to see Midas HaDin should see him as being roy to be Nichshal. Maskeflor of Yosef, does this make sense? The guy who is the worst guy in history, Rak lo ayak Achav, there's no one as bad as Achav. Asher hit maker. I mean, mamish, he sold himself. La sotara beine Hashem, asher he satau to izevel ishtov. And the Brita says, you know what that means? It means that every day, izevel used to take gold, shikle zov, used to donate them the whole erech of Achav. She used to give to an Avodah Zarah every day. And you're telling me that this guy is Shakul? I mean, Atabat Shakulaya, the guy is a Rosh Gomer. No. Because Achav was a Vatron b'momonohaya. Achav was very much willing to give out tzedakah, and he used to provide for Talmid HaChomim, Minachasav, which reminds me, today is Rosh Chodesh. You want to be able to be have Aniyim participating in your Seder, you can donate to Rav Kaplan's fund, or if you want to give to other places as well, you can ask me to give and pay me back at some future time. So because he was Mahana Talmid HaChomim, half of his Averis were Mechuper. So it ended up that he was Mechtza Mechtza. So what happened in the end? So it says in the Pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked in the Shemayim, who is going to volunteer to screw Achav over? So Vayetze HaRuach VeYamod Lifnei Hashem. So in the end, there's this Ruach. Let's see what this Ruach was. But this Ruach comes out, stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I am going to destroy Achav. So Hashem asks him, what are you going to do? Well, says the Ruach, Etzei Vayiti Ruach Sheker Befi Chol Nevi'av, I'm going to go out and I'm going to lie in the mouths of all those of the 400 Nevi'im, remember? All of whom said the same thing. Go up and you're going to be victorious and so on. And I will be the Ruach speaking from their mouths, and they're going to really believe that they got an Nevi'is like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Ruach, yes, an excellent plan. Go out and do it, and you will succeed. Out you go and do it. So, first of all, who is this Ruach? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, this was the Ruach of Navot HaYisraeli we saw before. So Navot was murdered through the machinations of Izevel to be able to get Achav the kerem that he wanted. And he was extremely angry and wanted Achav punished for this. And because of that, he was ready to leave the mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Avinu, when it says tsei, might say, tsei mi mechitz asi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's saying is, get away from me, because I don't want to see you again. Sheken k'tiv dover shekarim lo yikono neged einai. People are ready to tell lies. I don't want them in front of my eyes. Omer of Papa, hainu damre inshi. This is what people say. You know, there's a saying. Depora kine machriv beise. A person who allows his need for revenge to take over his life, he ends up destroying his own house. Pretty much the Count of Monte Cristo, you know? And the same thing happened over here. He was so angry and was so willing to even to say lies and to be magurish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence as long as it gave him the pleasure of the vengeance that he seeks. Hayas achav et ha'ashira, v'yosef achav lasot ha'achis et ha'shem alokei Yisrael mikol malchei Yisrael asher hayu lefanav. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what did he do? He wrote on the entranceway into the capital city, which was Shomron, Achov Kafar Belohei Yisrael. And it's because of that that Ein Lo Chelek Le'olam Haba. Vayevakesh et Achaziyahu Vayokiduhu V'hu Mitchabe B'Shomron. Now this Achaziyahu, even though he was a Melech of Yehuda, but he was actually a grandson of Achav because his father had married Achav's daughter. So it says over there they had to, Yehu was looking for him, and Yehu had the search party out for Achaziyahu. They find Achaziyahu, they capture him, and they find him hiding out in Shomron. So hiding out, we understand to mean that he was doing something so evil that he couldn't do it in public because they would have killed him. So Amar Rabbi Levi, what does that mean? Shahaya koder azkarot, he would cut out from a Sefer Torah any mention of the Shem Hashem, and instead he would write in the name of Avedis Kirchhoff. Now getting back to Menashe. Okay, so Menashe was number three. Menashe is called Menashe, Shenosha Ya, you forgot all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dover Acher, Menashe is called Menashe, Shehinshi et Yisrael Avim Shabar Shamayim. He made Yisrael forgotten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by ruining their Maisim. And how do we know that he doesn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba, and that the Tana is correct? Dechtiv ben 12 shana min Asher b'malcho, v'55 shana malach b'Yerushalayim, v'yas hara b'nei Hashem. Oh, now look at these words. V'yas Asherah, Kasher asa Achav Melech Yisrael. I mean, what's the point of comparing him to Achav Melech Yisrael? It's the Talmud, just like we saw, that Achav ein lo chelek l'olam haba, Af Menashe ein lo chelek l'olam haba, because of this Hekesh. Whereas we saw in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda Amar, no, Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam haba, because it says, Vayitpalel elav, Vayayot elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, and Hoshivo, he sent him back to Yerushalayim HaMalchuto. So apparently he was restored to his previous darga. Om Reb Yochanan, the truth is, the Tanakam and Reb Yehuda are both learning the same pasuk. Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Because it says over here in Yirmiyahu, Unethatim Lezaava L'chol Ma'amachot Haaretz Biglal Menashe Ben Chizkiyo. So I'm going to make them a source of things that people shake at hearing about all over the earth because of Menashe Ben Chizkiyo. So one says it means because Menashe ended up doing teshuva, and all of these other people never did teshuva. And if Menashe can do teshuva, shouldn't they learn from it and do teshuva? So that was the reason that there will be a zava every time people, oh my God, he did teshuva. That's a disaster. I mean, my God, that's like hearing, you know, about, what do you call it, the head of the Shabak, that he suddenly decided to join Netanyahu, you know, whatever. And so it's insane. If he gave in to the crazy rightists, who knows what's going to... So Barsov or Mashenkin, the Tanakama holds, since Menashe did not do teshuva, so because of that, all of the people became chayev, and they all followed him, and in the end, that became a za'avah.